Good evening. This is the Technologist KS3 Daily Briefing for February 25th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, hitting that subscribe button to wherever you listen to this podcast, and please share this podcast with everyone that you know. But then also, if you have a Alexa-enabled device, that means like an Amazon Echo, Echo Dot, you can go ahead and enable this skill by doing a search under Skills and Games and search for Technologist KS3 and enable that skill. And I will become part of your daily briefing. So let's go ahead and get on with the briefing. Well, friends, after last week's epic event with Samsung, with their press conference and their Unpack event, releasing five different phones and a watch and buds, we now are in the meat of this exciting week, and particularly with what happened over this weekend. Hope everyone had a good weekend as well. Is Mobile World Congress. And this is an event, the largest mobile event in the world, and it is held in Barcelona, and this is where the vast majority of phone manufacturers announced their new handsets for the year. And the only ones that's not there is Apple, because they do their own thing. But everybody else is there showing off their new wares. But before I actually get into that, I got to tell you that I was able to take a look at the new phones in person. And these Samsung handsets are beautiful. Those are some doggone beautiful devices, I gotta tell you. Very nice, actually. Now, again, is it still, if you have a Galaxy S9, should you go up and upgrade to it? No, not at all. You should wait until next year, my opinion. But they are really some really, really nice devices, and I think anybody who actually owns them will be pleasantly pleased with them. But Samsung is not the only one in the story. You have other manufacturers that are in the running to make some headlines. So, but not even just really just with phones. This is mobile completely. So even Microsoft was there at the event releasing their new HoloLens. Now, for those that have been longtime listeners of Technologist KS3, me, you may have heard about HoloLens a few years ago, and this is a headset that's not virtual reality, but it is augmented reality that uses some real magic on you being able to interact with digital objects in the real world. And it's really designed for companies and enterprise and whatnot. And this new version, what they did is that they took the feedback from the first HoloLens and really made some good changes to it. Now the front is made out of carbon fiber, and all the rest of the hardware is on the back of the headset. They made it more comfortable, basically. And the fact is that they increased the field of view. In fact, they doubled the field of view so that you can see more of the world and see more of the digital world depending on what you're actually viewing. And so that's really great. Now, the best part of it for the enterprise is that they reduced it from $5,000 to $3,500. Now they're making it more accessible for more companies to be able to afford it and to be able to come up with some really good innovative ideas on how you can create HoloLens. And this stuff is absolutely wild. Like, imagine really being able to, instead of looking on a computer, on a flat screen, but you interact with a spreadsheet right in front of you. Now, okay, I know that doesn't really sound that exciting for some people, but for people like me, to be able to actually manipulate with your hands a spreadsheet and a pivot table and seeing it all in 3D and swipe like Minority Report, oh, that is so cool. Don't you agree? I think so. But then also, speaking of Minority Report, LG, which is another Korean company that competes against Samsung, they announced their new LG ThinQ. The LG G8 ThinQ. The ThinQ really is useless, but it's a branding that they have. They're putting it on everything. Their phones, their TVs, the washer and dryers, everything is ThinQ. But that's cool. But they announced their new version of the G8, which is basically a refresh model of the G7. And the cool thing about this one is that they're using hand gestures, just like Minority Report, in order for you to control your phone. And it's really cool because it has a 3D camera that's built in the front. So it looks like the G7 from before. It has a notch, which is never a distraction. So if you go to other technology bloggers and YouTubers and they say like, oh, it has a notch. Oh, such a horrible design. Tell them to shut up. Seriously. Oh, is that rude? Now, I get a little passionate about it because they complain so hard about certain designs as if they're design experts, but you don't ever see them work for these companies or for them to create their own mock-ups. Seriously, folks. It's crazy. But this is all about the truth in technology, right? So, you know, the hand gestures is a cool gimmick. It probably needs to run a little bit faster from what I've seen, but it's a good first start. But then also they have Face Unlock, just like with Apple with Face ID. And the screen itself is actually an entire speaker. So you can actually hear from the speaker, from the screen itself, and uses vibration in order for you to be able to create the sound, which I think is pretty cool. But then also they have, not only with Face Unlock, they have a vein unlock. Now, what is that? Well, the camera on the front of the phone will actually take an optic view of through your hand and look at your veins in order to unlock the phone. Now, that's some wild stuff. I mean, you're talking about going some biometric type stuff? That, my friends, is absolutely insane. But I think it's pretty cool. Unfortunately, there's no pricing release date or no pricing available on it just yet. They'll do that soon. But here's the other secret that most people don't know about. See, most phones, no matter how expensive these phones are, come with a 1-year warranty. But with LG, you get a 2-year warranty as long as you register with LG for free. I think that's a pretty cool thing that they really should and need to advertise a little bit more. Because that's a big advantage, particularly when you're getting to phones that are, you know, more than $700. And I'm pretty sure this is going to be, because it's a flagship device, somewhere up there closest, $800, $900, particularly with all the technology that they're putting in there. But then also, they are releasing a V50 for 5G. Now again, here, they're hopping on a 5G bandwagon too. This is going to be a Sprint exclusive. No pricing or release date available. They just letting people know that, hey, it's coming out. But then also we have the Huawei Mate 10 or X or whatever they may call it. But the Huawei is actually something of an interesting device. And with the Huawei, the Mate 10 is their answer to Samsung with their folding phone. Now, instead of the screen being folded on the inside, it actually wraps around on the outside. So it folds on the outside. And so because of this, the screen protector itself is made out of plastic. So the resistance on it really may not be that good, not as good as glass. We're going to see how, when it's actually out, on how well it works. But here's the thing. Huawei currently isn't being sold in the United States because of our president blocking Huawei because it's a Chinese company. That's unfortunate. But is it really? Because the whole thing is that, you know, like how the Samsung Fold is like $1,980? Well, this Huawei Mate 10 or Mate X costs $2,600. Now, I don't know why, but you talking about companies pushing the limits on what people will pay for these devices, and particularly for first generation devices? Oh, that's horrible. That's absolutely horrible. And look at it. I mean, it looks all polished and it's nice and it's pretty cool looking. But $2,600 for a phone that folds and folds out into a tablet with no stylus and an operating system that isn't even optimized for tablets. That's a steep one. That's pretty steep. But at least some other good news, and particularly besides actual products, there are things that happen within Mobile World Congress that are pretty important. And one of those is getting certifications and different certifications that are released. And if you have an Android phone, there is some good news. Android has now become FIDO2 compliant. FIDO, what is that, a dog? No, it's not a dog. FIDO means Fast Identity Online Alliance. And this is a project where they are replacing passwords with biometric systems. Meaning, let's say, for instance, if you have a fingerprint, now you can use that fingerprint as your password, not as a substitute or not as something addition to a password, to use it as your password. And that's a huge development, because now with all the billions of Android devices that are out there, as long as they have a fingerprint sensor, sort of, they're compliant. Well, at least Android itself is compliant. You just have to have the right hardware. And unfortunately, it may require you to buy one of the newest systems or handsets, like the Samsung Galaxy S10, which is actually their ultrasonic fingerprint sensor that's on there, has achieved the FIDO biometric certification. It's the only one that's out there that has it. So if you want to be FIDO compliant, which means that now web developers for Android can now, instead of asking for a password, will ask for your fingerprint. Now, this doesn't mean that developers have access to your fingerprint and stuff like that. No. You have to have the right type of system, which is the reason why the Galaxy S10 has that certification. So that way that developers and hackers cannot get access to your fingerprint, but you can feel safe and secure that nobody can hack into your systems. So that's really good, and that's great that they actually had that, and Android is compliant with it and moving forward. And see, this is what good technology is advancing and pushing something new, new certifications, new security to make life better for people. And there's going to be more coverage, particularly this week with Mobile World Congress. And it's going to be exciting to see what else comes out. There are some other things that come out. And I'll tell you my thoughts about what happens when Apple really doesn't do anything groundbreaking and what other manufacturers tend to do. And right now we're actually seeing it. And in fact, if you look at the Huawei Mate 10 or X or whatever it's called, and the Galaxy Fold, on what they're doing by bringing a new form factor, there's other thoughts about that. And not to just say, oh, he's an Apple fanboy. Well, there's a reason why Apple sometimes, in a lot of cases, aren't the first to do something. Just because you're first doesn't mean that you're the best. Sometimes, taking your time and studying the competition, and then studying yourself to see how you can be better, you can rise to the top and be the best. Well, this ends the final briefing for February 25th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. This is the Technologist KH3 Daily Briefing. Everyone, have a great evening.